This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
About this, our first live show since the COVID lockdowns have happened, our first new show, and unfortunately, I don't have my sidekick with me. My little buddy couldn't make it. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, not our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, but if you've been on social media for the last 10 weeks or so, being part of the San Diego Brewers Guild, you've probably seen Beth Dimon do her Wednesday home happy hour. She joins me tonight for the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. Thank you for agreeing to come on the program for our first socially distanced Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
Thank you so much for having me. It's funny, the last couple of things that I've been on, I've been the first guest. Like I'm just like a great guinea pig, I guess. So you'll get all the quirks out with me.
You've kind of been kicking a whole lot of ass doing your weekly show, and you took what was a vacuum of not being able to put people in the same room, and you brought everybody together on one social media platform.
It's been really awesome, especially because in the beginning, obviously nobody knew what was going on. Everything was changing minute by minute, hour by hour. And now, yeah, I think it's been about 10 or 11 weeks since we started doing the San Diego Brewers Guild Instagram live stream, the Happy Hour at Home, which is every Wednesday from 3 p.m. to about 4. And I think we've kind of stabilized into not the new normal, but you know, things aren't changing as rapidly. So it's been a really great way for us to be able to support the local independent beer community, but also honestly just keep my finger on the pulse because I'm a freelance writer. And as soon as this happened, all the media outlets just went pfft. So it's been a great way for me to kind of stay in tune with what's going on and be able to promote some of the places around town that I love and I want to see come out on the other side of this.
Thank you for what you've done. And we'll lift our first glass to you tonight. We are going to be sampling beers, even though we're socially distanced. First one going to be Weekend Vibes IPA from Coronado Brewing.
One of my faves.
You could not find a better easy grabbing ready to go IPA that you don't have to hunt for. It's just about everywhere. I got mine at my local liquor store. They've got it at BevMo. You can't beat Mosaic, Citra, and Simcoe.
You really can't. I got mine at my local Trader Joe's. So that's one of the things I love about it. I feel like the Coronado gang is so sick of brewing this. I think it's like half of their production or something like that. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You got to make those money makers and brew what sells. And I love the hell out of this beer. So
have you got a chance to talk with them? How are they doing over there on the island?
I haven't had a chance to connect with them yet. I'm actually hoping to get them on the Brewers Guild live stream one of these days. I mean, I follow them on social media. It looks like they're one of the ones that has opened because they have food on premise and you can bring your own food and things like that. So I know they've been running a couple promotions to get people back into the brew pub and their Knoxville Street facility. So I think they're doing, you know, as good as could be expected, if not a little bit better. So hopefully they can keep on making it happen.
I want to get into with you on some of the tasting rooms and the regulations that you know of on how we can drop in and get beer at some of our favorite spots. But, you know, we got a beer in us. Let's start the show off with some tunes. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Gotta love when the guest of the show starts jumping the gun on the topic before I can even let the song finish. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me tonight. You've seen her on the Instagram SD Brews.
SD Brewers on Instagram. So check it out. We also are recording them and putting them on YouTube, but I don't really have a good direct link for that. So we need to find a better way to host it. But they are on YouTube where you can go back and see the last 9 or 10 that we've done.
And I know some of them are still on Instagram as well.
Well, Instagram got it together and they finally started allowing businesses to save their live streams because for a long time we couldn't download it. So I had to go. It was a whole rigmarole. So now they've got it dialed in a little bit better because basically everybody in the universe has gone live streaming since all this. So
I mean, this is how we connect now. We're having this conversation from Zoom via camera with beers in our hands.
I was trying to get off social media, but man, I picked a bad time to do that. So I'm right back on.
Won't let you go now. So we start off the program with Coronado Weekend Vibes IPA. So give me the lowdown before we start our next beer. When it comes to some of the tasting rooms that are open right now, what communities do we need to support?
Well, I would say right now it's super critical to not just be focused on supporting local San Diego independently owned breweries. I mean, definitely do that, but do that 365, 24/7. But right now, I think with everything that's going on politically, with all of the protests and things that are going on, it's really important to specifically seek out communities of color and businesses of color. So be looking for the Black owned breweries, the Latino owned breweries, go down to Chula Vista and try some of the ones in the South Bay area. Look for a women owned brewery and stuff like that. So I think, you know, Thunderhawk is one of the few Black owned breweries in San Diego. I am devastated because they just announced yesterday, the day before, that they're closing permanently.
No.
So we only have another week or so to make it up to Thunderhawk in the Mirilani Makers District. And I really recommend and encourage everybody to go check them out and hit Chula Vista Brewery. You know, Second Chance is partially women owned, Savage Wood, Three Punks. Be sure to check out all those places. If you don't know the ownership structure of a brewery in your neighborhood, Brandon Montgomery, his handle on Instagram is Black Beer Travelers. He has actually aggregated a global map of minority-owned businesses and beer-related businesses around the world. And he's based here in San Diego, so he's got a pretty good handle on that. So go check him out on Instagram, Black Beer Travelers, and check out that map to find a diversely-owned beer business near you.
Wow. I'll put that link in the show notes. You'll find online at alt949radio.com. Next beer.
Employee-owned, Modern Times. They've got that ESOP going on.
Modern Times beer always has some of the best can artwork. This is a hazy IPA from them called the Misto. I can already smell the citra in it, just like we had from the Weekend Vibes, but there's something else in here that's it's making it a little more
a little Nelson-y maybe.
Oh yeah,
the Nelson hops are great because they're not from San Diego, but they're from New Zealand, but they were basically introduced to the American craft beer scene by Pat McElhenney out in Alpine. I mean, if you remember Nelson, it's obviously still around, but when they first started pushing that out, that was one of the very first beers in the United States that used that hop, and it really just kind of exploded in popularity. So we can kind of credit him for introducing it to our palate and its popularity as we know it. So Nelson hops.
Thanks, Uncle Pat. We're gonna finish this, the Misto from Modern Times. Play a couple of songs and we'll come back. We've got another beer from our own backyard as we drink with Beth Demon tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt-94.9. That's what I'm talking about. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. Something about beer and music on a Friday night and finally being able to have that conversation again is a beautiful thing. It's Jeremy, of course, broadcasting live with our good friend Beth Demon from the San Diego Brewers Guild. You don't actually work for the San Diego Brewers Guild. You're a freelancer, but you do a home happy hour every Wednesday on SD Brewers Instagram. You've had to have seen a lot in your last 10 weeks of doing that show in terms of where the brewery scene is headed. I'm kind of curious, what is your perspective on this whole thing?
Well, and even before I was doing the live stream, I've been writing about the San Diego beer scene professionally for about 5 years or so. So yeah, I mean, I lived in North Park for 10 years. I saw kind of the beginning of this third wave of craft beer as we know it. And I feel like obviously there's going to be closures. We've already started to see that with Escondido Brewing and Thunderhawk, even though I know that there was a couple other things that led to that. But nationally, the trend for a while has been the really, really small guys are going to do well because they're able to work at hit with a skeleton crew and they only have maybe one or two employees. So this didn't affect them as much as maybe some of the regional breweries. I mean, I feel like the places like Stone, Carl Strauss, anybody who has either been smart enough to diversify with things like distribution or just focus on off-premise, which is obviously a huge part of how we're able to consume right now, they're going to be the ones who stand a little bit of a better chance to make it through this in the long run. But it's kind of those medium-sized ones with maybe two tasting rooms or a couple satellite tasting rooms or things like that that are in that kind of squishy middle where they're not quite big enough to have the capital to make it for 3, 6, 8, 12 months, but they're not so small that they can't be kind of agile and flexible and pivot as quickly. So I think we'll see more closures, unfortunately, but I have been really heartened with how consumers in general have rallied around it. I mean, God, I got my stimulus check and I think I spent the entirety of it on local beer. So I don't think I can keep doing that, but you know, every little bit helps.
Well, I've got another beer in my hand that comes locally. This one is no surprise since I went shopping in my local liquor store. I grabbed a bottle of Carl Strauss Aurora Hoppy Alice. It's probably my favorite beer to go grab when I'm having barbecue at Phil's. The sauce at Phil's and this IPA just...
So it's adorable that you say Phil's, but I'm going to just go ahead and go one up and be like, if you aren't regularly eating a grand old barbecue out in Flint Springs, you are doing yourself a disservice.
Here's the thing. When I go out there, I go low country and I drink High Life.
Well, okay, so I will say I've been known to knock back a Shinerbach or two out there, like keeping it Central Texas, but they have a pretty killer tap list of local stuff. And I mean, we're talking about Burning Beard. They've always got some of that stuff on. I mean, a Dankness Visible and some beef ribs. I'm happy.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
They just reopened. I'm ready.
I'm going to suck back the wonderful Citrus Simcoe Mosaic Amarillo of this Aurora Hoppy Alice and think about barbecue as we play this. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy hanging out with not our San Diego Indie Beer Evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. He couldn't figure out how to work Zoom. I've got Beth Demon. You are a freelancer that works with the San Diego Brewers Guild. Is there any easy way to direct like traffic to you if people want to find your stuff?
Sure. Well, BethDemon.com. That's got my portfolio. You'll see all of my bylines and stuff like that. On Instagram, I'm The Delighted Bite. On Twitter, I am just Delighted Bite because they cut you off character count. But yeah, I don't technically even work for the Brewers Guild because they'd have to pay me to say I work for them. But I'll take what I can get. Exposure, which I never recommend for any freelancer. But right now, I'm tapping into the community and loving it. So find me probably mostly on Instagram or Twitter. I will say, though, I am not shy about my political bias on Twitter. So come and join me if you dare.
Not for the faint of heart. All right. Our last beer with her is coming up next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Oh, it feels like we always come to this point where it's the end of the show and I just don't want to stop drinking my beer. So I'm actually going to enjoy what I've got in my hand right now. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy live via Zoom call with Beth Demon, who does the San Diego Brewers Guild Home Happy Hour. You'll find her every Wednesday on SD Brews on Instagram. You'll also find her doing many things as a freelance writer. What have you been working on?
So, I mean, the hustle never ends for the freelancers. Right when this pandemic kicked off, my two recurring columns for San Diego Beer kind of, you know, took a nosedive because I was the columnist about beer for San Diego Magazine. And I had a weekly or a monthly column in local beer magazine, West Coaster, where I featured a different woman in San Diego beer every single month. So both of those are on indefinite hiatus until media turns around. But in the meantime, I am working on a couple of pieces for Good Beer Hunting. And they do a really great job of promoting marginalized voices in the beer community worldwide. I am also going to be doing a profile of Burning Beard for Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can give them some like big shout outs and big props because that is well deserved. I think we're going to do a little cool ship like feature because I don't know if you've been back to their little cool ship facility, but it's pretty sick. They're going to be cranking out a couple more sours and little wild fermentation things. You know, the terroir of El Cajon, it's indescribable. We love East County. We love you so much.
Yep.
So you're drinking a Swami's, and Swami's is one of my absolute favorite beers. I think it is so iconic and representative of San Diego. I actually did a poll where I asked people, like, if you could sum up San Diego in one beer, what beer best represents San Diego? And a few people said things like Red Trolley, or like Stone IPA and things like that. And there was all legit explanations for each one. Oh, it was Swami's by a mile. I mean, you can't beat Pizza Port. They're OG as hell. I mean, just the branding itself is San Diego saturated. You can't have a beer that represents San Diego that isn't an IPA. Like, sorry, Red Trolley, but you're just not going to win.
Drinking this Swami's IPA, I can taste the beer buddies.
It's like phantom flavor. I know it. I crave it. I am salivating. And if you have to pick one beer for San Diego, it's Swami's. Period.
There's been one note that has traveled through all the beers we've had tonight, from the Coronado Weekend Vibes, the Modern Times, the Misto, the Carl Strauss Aurora Hoppy Alice, and this one, it's Citra. And that spans a bunch of different styles of IPA, from hazy to West Coast. But here's where it gets it. When you throw that Centennial, you throw that Chinook in there, you get that iconic San Diego IPA profile.
Yep. It can't be beat. It really can't. There's nothing about that beer that is less than flawless, and it is the best thing to be ending this on. And I'm probably going to go crack one as soon as we're done talking, because now I need it, but I'm going to mourn that I don't have my buddies with me right now, but that's okay.
I will lift my glass to you. Thank you so much again for being a part of the program tonight. If we want to find you on social media, give me those tags one more time.
Instagram, The Delighted Bite. Twitter, Delighted Bites. And if you want to check me out on just my website, Beth Demon, D as in David, EMMON as in Nancy.com.
You are awesome. Thank you. We will see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Since we're live again, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.